we get them home today. Estimated by NASA. Well, I hope it's not just estimated, but NASA has a 4:57 p.m. scheduled time for splashdown there in the Atlantic, just off the Florida coastline, inside of a SpaceX Dragon capsule. And that will finally put back on planet Earth Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, the two astronauts who went up for 10 days in their Boeing Starliner and then ended up...
Hi. Can I stay a while?
Yeah.
Can I move in?
Had to take it back to the shop and being rescued by Elon and the like.
Thanks, Elon.
Can you imagine being up? I mean, that's a long stay. There have been people that have stayed longer, but they probably packed for it on the International Space Station.
Well, and it's really like a melting pot of the world up there. It's like you're sitting there, you're in a space suit, and not anybody speaks your language.
There's a weird Russian guy who's been up there for 3 years because he doesn't just want to go back.
I know, and all he wants to eat is borscht. No, thank you.
Can you imagine how much tang they have had at this? They're 90% tang at this point.
Yeah, and so, they're still alive.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, and we have our Tuesday morning top 10. Straight from the home office there in Riding Staff in Granbury, Texas.
Hey, besties.
No, we don't. We don't talk to them. No, we deal
email
and text communication only. It's our Tuesday top 10 today. It is the top 10 ways to pass the time in space if you somehow end up getting stuck up there for 9 months. Or so.
It could happen to anyone.
You know,
really?
With all the plans for the future.
Well, and inflation is bad down here. You might as well be up there.
Could be firing up to Mars in no time, and who knows? Tuesday morning, top 10, the top 10 ways maybe to pass the time up in space if you happen to get stuck up there for an extended duration for whatever reason it may be.
Number 10.
Number 10, a way to pass the time. Well, certainly make most use of the time. Work. Diligently practice and train for the upcoming annual Celebrity Astronaut Goat Milking Championship that they have there in NASA.
Yeah. That's going to be very exciting.
It's a big deal all over, man.
Number nine.
It's to be the soother.
Number nine. Go ring the doorbell on China's new space station and just quickly then float away.
Number eight.
Can't see me.
Number eight. Give the other astronauts on the International Space Station unsuspecting wedgies with the robotic arm in the cargo bay.
I don't...
Gotta have some use
go
of that.
For
right?
Number seven.
Probably get good after a while at that robotic arm.
Number seven.
Arm wrestle. Number seven way to pass the time in space if you're stuck up there. Well, of course, you can check out the shows that you missed right here on KB and Heather Lee on the Everyday Replay on demand. 92.1HankFM.com.
I mean, it's no Kevin Lundquist, but it'll work.
I understand this is a little self-serving, but just wait.
Number six.
Number six, a way to pass the time up in space. Well, normally number six is a joke about will it float, but with no gravity, you can't really even do that.
Will it float?
Everything floats.
It's going to float.
It's all up there. Will it float Thursdays straight up at 8? Or wherever great gravity is found. Number five, patiently wait to get home and see how Kevin Costner leads the Duttons on the final season of Yellowstone. Well, spoiler alert.
Yeah,
While you were gone.
Dang it.
Top 10.
Number four.
Ways to pass the time in space. Number four, this is ample time, quite honestly, to wait out one of those you're on hold and waiting to speak to the manager sessions.
I would like to just speak to your supervisor now, please.
She's got time.
Could take that long.
Number three.
Representative.
Number three, come up with plenty of alien pickup lines, you know, just in case. Dude, just in case out there.
Is that a road you really want to go down?
Close encounters. Set phasers on the love.
Thanks, Elon. He has enough kids down here.
Number two, moon the moon.
Ooh.
And then finally, the number one way to pass the time in space. If you, for some reason, get stuck up there for about 9 months.
Number one.
Hey, another 9 months in space. Another Elon baby.
Oh.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Nobody wants that.
Set phasers on love.
Morning radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.